What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we are talking with Lenny in Los Angeles. And Lenny, before you start, I just want to make a comment here. One of the big lies that is put out by the corporate media is that they are informing, that you are informed while they don't inform you. They want you to think you're educated, even though they're not educating you. And they themselves are the biggest reinforcer of the idea that if you walk around repeating what they told you, that you will be seen by your peers as well-informed on current events. And no, you're just being drafted to be part of the propaganda machine.
I agree with you 100%. And just to finish up what I was saying, to all your Bible believers, you know, and we all believe in something to a degree, I want to throw a little science in here, and you've been a man of science. I think you can follow where I'm going. You know, the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. My question to all the believers, free of what? Okay, is it free from a, if matter can neither be destroyed nor created, it only changes form. Does it not matter if we get into a nuclear war, what level of consciousness you wake up on the other side? If you go into the next world believing a lie, believing in a lie, and hating people you know nothing about, because I never met Kim Jong-un. I never met the man, so I can't say I hate him. Okay? But I have met a lot of people here in L.A. I can say that about. Okay?
Same here.
Okay.
Especially Hollywood.
And especially in Hollywood. Someone asked me, you know, I was having a conversation with someone in Hollywood not too long ago, and they asked me to say, you know, they said, well, I'm an atheist. I don't particularly believe in God. I said, I do, even more so than now I've been living here in Hollywood. So I can see a difference. But I do agree with you. There are a few good people. There are a few good people. Okay, who are not caught up, they really are artists and who are trying to use a voice to make a difference. But everything else is about money, power, and all the sex you can get.
Yes, it absolutely is. Lenny, thank you very much,
sir,
for the phone call. We're going to let you go and take a call from Linda in Massachusetts. Aloha, Linda. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Well, when you mentioned, it's been on my mind, the Trump Jr. emails, and when you mentioned something about John McCain, this lawyer being pictured with John McCain. The newest thing that's popping out right now is that he's also was pictured with Obama administration.
Yes, that one came out yesterday.
Meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, it did.
Now, to be accurate, John McCain is not standing with her in this selfie. She just took a selfie of herself, but she's in John McCain's office at that time, so we need to keep these things accurate. But again, lawyers are saying Donald Jr. Did not break any laws. It was a perfectly appropriate meeting for him to be in. The real issue, though, is that the corporate media tried to claim that Donald Trump Jr. was warned ahead of the meeting with this lawyer that this was an attempt by Russia to interfere with the election. And Donald Trump just released the entire email chain, and it just isn't in there. But we know the motto of the U.S. government and the corporate media, if at first you don't succeed, lie again.
Michael, I didn't know about the John McCain office selfie or this other administrative thing until I listened to your program today and just saw that on Facebook. But it had been driving me crazy that the language in the email, I think the whole thing is a setup. It was a setup in the beginning.
I think this too.
So it's my educated guess or my conspiracy theory. Her response, her recorded media response to the question, what do you think happened that the group you were meeting with and yourself had such completely different ideas of what this meeting was going to be about? Her response was, because they wanted it to be so badly about getting information, you know, about Hillary. It was just such a pat, scripted response. I mean, a normal response would have been, I have no clue how that happened. But that's not what she did. That's not what she said. She tried to implicate the Trump administration, you know, in Russia again.
Yeah, she's some kind of an operative. You know, it's come on out that her office in Moscow is just a shell. There are a lot of people in Russia that supposedly she was doing business with her are now saying they'd never even heard of her. So she's fake from top to bottom. And yeah, it was a setup. Again, going back to Donald Trump Jr. released the email chain. Basically, this lawyer contacted, I forget the intermediary there, and said, we have information on Hillary. She used that to bait him on in. And at this point, it's looking like that the Hillary people or the deep state were trying to manufacture contacts between Trump and his campaign and his family and anybody from Russia that they could so that they could come on out and say, yeah. And
right, they had to pull this out, Michael, when they came to where they came, which is dirt. They've hit nothing. They've got nothing, and this was set up to have something. It's just disgusting. The language of the email itself, it would be like if I was selling drugs or if I was doing something that, you know, I don't want public, and I was to include in my email about three times. And these are illegal. I mean, that's the way the email itself runs. And I think the friend should be looked at who his connections are, too. Friend from the pageant. You know, who is he connected with politically that he would have got himself involved in this? And that's all I have to say, Mike. I love your show.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here and do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates just rejoining the network. Yeah, the more that comes on out about this Russian lawyer, the more it feels like she's a front of some kind. And that basically the Hillary people or the Democrats or the anti-Trumpers, whoever, were desperate to try and manufacture any connections between anybody from Russia and anybody from the Trump campaign, just so the corporate media can say, oh, Donald Trump Jr. met with this Russian lawyer. It's horrible. It's terrible. Show me what law was broken. And meanwhile, of course, everybody is still trying to turn a blind eye to the Uranium One deal and all these other instances. I mean, John McCain was talking with the Russians. Why are they not making a big deal about that? Oh, and by the way, the latest propaganda coming on out is more and more people are out there saying prosecute Hillary for the email scandal, for possible espionage. The new talking point coming out of the Hillary camp is, well, she didn't win the presidency, so she's just a private citizen now, so it doesn't matter what she had done. Well, I have a newsflash for you. Title 18 does not make an exception for private citizens. If you have released classified information to people who are not allowed to have it, then you are still going to jail. But if they're trying that whole idea about, oh, leave her alone because she's a private citizen, then they are definitely scraping the bottom of the barrel for any kind of propaganda to protect their little golden girl. Actually, she's kind of gray, but you get what I'm saying here. All right, getting on back to the economic news and speaking about gold, and yet another article pointing out that here in the United States, more and more seniors are not going to be able to retire. We have more seniors still working than at any time since the 1960s. This idea that you would work and that Social Security would help you provide for a retirement, it's not there. Social Security is broke. It was looted. It was plundered during the Bill Clinton administration. They took that cash buildup for the baby boomers, of which I am one, and they spent it as general revenue. That's where Bill Clinton got his magic federal budget surplus. He embezzled the money of the American workers who had entrusted it to the Social Security Trust Fund. That's not the government's money. It's the American people's money. And he just took it. And he called it a loan, and they put these special treasury bonds back in Social Security, but they can't redeem them. Technically, the United States government is in a state of default, but they have strategically defaulted against the American worker, because the American workers cannot lower the United States government's credit rating or institute any kind of legal proceedings. But that's where we are on that. Down in Venezuela, things are getting really out of hand. There was a video showing a gang of bikers chase down a truck and attack it with a Molotov cocktail to steal its cargo of sugar. All righty. GOP Representative Gohmert on Obamacare says this Orwellian oligarchy has got to stop before August. And he's absolutely right about that. The problem is there's a lot of money. Even though it was an abject failure in both of its overt and covert purposes, there's still a lot of money flowing around inside Obamacare. And the new replacement for it is just more of the same. All that changes is who's the beneficiary of that outpouring of cash. They should just repeal it and let the free market decide. Anytime that you make something like insurance mandatory, prices go up, service goes down. We saw that when auto insurance became mandatory. Now, getting on over to Europe, as you know, there were reports that a British study had pointed to Saudi Arabia as the top funder of Islamic extremism in Great Britain. And the Home Secretary is now insisting this report has to be kept secret. She's being accused of putting the so-called friendship with Saudi Arabia above the safety of the British people. And yeah, we see that in all of these government actions, open borders, whatever. The safety of the people doesn't matter. We have an agenda to fulfill. We have a policy to follow. Now, there's a private group that has put itself together. It's called Defend Europe. And apparently they have raised enough money to acquire a 40-meter-long ship called the Sea Star. Or actually, they chartered it. And what they're doing is they're going on out into the Mediterranean. They're rescuing illegals who are coming from Libya in these human traffickers' boats, and then they're taking them back to Libya, which I think is a good idea. Now, things are getting a little fractious up there in Europe. Norway is very angry with the European Union for sending their fishing ships into Oslo waters, crab fishing vessels, so forth and so on. See, here's the problem. Norway is not part of the EU. And so Norway's territorial waters and their fishing grounds are not subject to Brussels' jurisdiction. And yet Brussels simply said, yeah, your ships can go up into Norway. So, another article coming out of Investment Watch blog, documents have surfaced once again showing that George Soros is financing the European Muslim Brotherhood groups. I think George Soros is a perfect example of why individuals should not be allowed to rise above a certain level of wealth, because then they start seeing themselves as gods and they treat our planet and its population as their personal playthings. Bill Gates is another one. And these people are not elected to represent the will of the people. They're just out there with their money saying, I have the money, I can do what I want. Here, more vaccines for you. Here, refugees into your country. Now, as you know, there's been an alarming bias in the European courts in favor of the migrants and refugees. They're being let go on serious crimes under the claim that well, these things aren't really illegal in their homes, so therefore we should be kind to them there. Absolutely not. When you go to another country, you learn what their laws are. How many of you have heard the expression, ignorance of the law is no excuse? That should apply here. Well, there's this article that came on out of Russia today talking about the newest wrinkle. And this article was written by a lawyer themselves saying, I don't believe this actually happened, where a judge has thrown a case out of court against a migrant who was beating up a woman on a regular basis, and she was pregnant at the time. And they let this guy go, saying that he's suffering from cultural incompetence. He doesn't understand how the court system works. Therefore, there's no point in putting him on trial. Well, throw him in jail. And again, you go back to Teddy Roosevelt. His message to immigrants coming to the United States of America, if you want to come here, welcome. Come in through the legal process, and once you are here, understand you are now living in the United States of America. We have one set of laws, ours. We have one language, English. And you are welcome to be here and contribute to our society, but understand you have to adapt to us, not the other way around. House Republicans have unveiled a bill to build the U.S.-Mexico border wall. It is a political victory for Donald Trump. But again, I'm not really sure a wall is even really necessary. I think if we just started enforcing the Title VIII laws and went after people who were aiding and abetting the illegal immigrants, giving them aid, giving them jobs, if we cut off the financial incentive for the illegals to come here, they wouldn't come here. And we're already seeing a huge decline in the number of illegals trying to come across the border. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a cold today. Now, here's another example of political correctness gone completely, totally overboard. Up in San Francisco, on the Bay Area Rapid Transit, they have had a recent rash of gang train robberies in which groups of young people, in one case 60 people, boarded a train and simply ran down the cars, robbing everybody, and then fled. And it was all caught on the security cameras. And the BART is refusing to release the video to, quote, avoid racist stereotyping of suspects, end quote. Not realizing they just told us who they were. But that's it. You know, we've got this video of all these criminals doing what they're doing, but we're going to keep the video secret because we don't want to reinforce any racial stereotypes. It's not the video that's reinforcing the racial stereotypes. It's the behavior. Now, I don't know who is doing this, but we're going to put the warning out anyway. And the original article, as it came out of Investment Watch Blog, was specific to Walmart, but it could be anywhere. For some reason, at this one store, somebody decided to booby-trap the shopping carts by gluing the edges of razor blades on the bottom half of the handle so that when people would grab it, they would cut themselves. And I don't know if this is just somebody's idea of a sick joke or these were put out there to discourage the homeless from stealing the shopping carts. But when just common sense, just take a look at that handle before you grab it. Because apparently the blades were wide enough where some people had to go to the hospital. And it is a big problem with the homeless stealing the shopping carts. We go to a Safeway down here and they just went through a renovation, upgrade, place looks really nice now, and they got all these brand new shopping carts. And lately we go down there, there are no shopping carts left. You're having to go around and do your heavy shopping with that little basket on your arm. And apparently it's the homeless people are taking those shopping carts. And we do have a huge concentration of homeless people living along the shores of Pearl Harbor, especially that Center Lock area. We have areas of homeless people that have actually become effectively no-go zones. People don't want to go in there. Cops don't even want to go in there, let alone somebody who's being paid minimum wage to go recover the shopping carts. But it is a real problem out there. Now, a little bit of good news on the civil justice front. Connecticut just banned civil forfeiture without a criminal conviction. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy finally signed House Bill 7146, which changes the state's civil forfeiture laws. And basically, there has to be a conviction of an actual crime in a court before Connecticut can seize your private property. And that's a good start, because as they currently stand, the civil forfeiture laws are basically a license for police departments to steal. And right now, the police are stealing more than the muggers, burglars, and thieves all put together. We'll be right back after these few words.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, when I was young, which was admittedly quite a while ago, I lived in a world in which companies would make a good product and offer it for sale, and customers would look at that product, look at the price, and they had the freedom to decide whether or not they were going to buy that. Was it useful? Did they need it? Was it affordable? Go for it. And we have moved so far away from that to a place where corporations have become so powerful that they, using the force of the government, can make bad products, and you are ordered to buy them. You don't have the freedom to refuse. Vaccines being one of the more obvious offenders there. And concern over the public health and public safety is being abandoned. I think it was last week we were reporting on how the FDA is no longer going to require a disclaimer on TV commercials for prescription medication. You've seen them today. They'll say, oh, it's a wonderful medicine. It will do this. You'll be hip. You'll be cool. And then there's that voice at the end that says, if you take this medication, your nose could fall off. You could get depressed. You could kill yourself. You could die from this stuff. And now the FDA is saying, you know, people just aren't paying attention to those things. So we're going to take those off. No, what they're doing is they're pandering to these pharmaceutical corporations one more time to not fully inform potential customers of what this medication can or cannot do or might do in negative circumstances. So over at Global Research in California, they have an article, Why Are Public Officials Protecting GMO and the Pesticides Industry? And they're talking about this incredible cesspool of corruption coming out of the agrochemicals, agritech industry and its lobbyists and its pet legislators who are out there saying, we're here to make money and we don't care what the GMO is doing. They're still out there trying to get California to remove GMO, the cancer label from GMO products. You're cutting into our profits. We don't care if it causes cancer. We've got to make profits with this stuff. And it is. It's all corrupt. It is all insanely corrupt. And we've reached a stage where a great many states are now mandating the use of pesticides on your property and on your farms. There was a big stink a couple of weeks back where there was this certified organic farm that was being ordered by the state government to start using an artificial pesticide, which would have resulted in this organic farm no longer being able to say it was organic. And because that was its business, it was essentially going to put it out of business. But who cares about organic farmers? We're here to sell pesticides. We're here to sell glyphosate and GMO and all the rest of that stuff. And you're not allowed to say no anymore. Like back on the 4th, I said, reread that Declaration of Independence. The list of reasons given for why the colonies broke away from Great Britain, because we're back in a lot of those same circumstances all over again. We're not a democracy anymore. We're not even a republic. We're not even a capitalist nation anymore. We are a full-blown fascist economic dictatorship. It's all about the money, your money, going out of your pockets into their pockets by any means available. And that's exactly what it is. Now, the good news is no fascist regime has ever survived for all that long. And the interesting thing is Vladimir Lenin actually predicted that when Western capitalism failed, it would deteriorate into fascism to protect the wealth and power of the elites, and that is exactly what has happened. So old Lenin called it correct on that one. We're absolutely there. We're absolutely there. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter. Helps lower blood pressure. Helps to make you feel calm all day long and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to take a phone call from Leslie in Idaho. Leslie, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, you were just talking about the drug companies taking off the warnings on television, and I never understood when they started putting up those ads, because it's been like how many decades that cigarettes and liquor can't even advertise.
Well, you're absolutely right here, and the United States is one of only three countries that allows the TV advertising of prescription medication. Unfortunately, nobody wants to change that because that is a big chunk of the operating revenue of the corporate media right now.
I would think it would be in the same category.
I would agree. I mean, alcohol advertising is still allowed on American TV, but cigarettes are definitely banned.
I thought they did beer, but they can't show the label or something, but they can't do hard liquor, right?
No, I see ads for vodka all the time.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. We're going to let you go here. Okay, getting on back here. Now, we all remember Fukushima, and we all remember Operation Tomodachi, which was when the United States dispatched an entire aircraft carrier group centered on the Ronald Reagan, a total of 25 ships, to provide search and rescue and medical aid in the aftermath of the quake and tsunami and the meltdown of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Thousands of American military personnel assisted the Japanese people in need. Unfortunately, despite assurances to the contrary, the military people were exposed to serious amounts of radiation. And I understand the Ronald Reagan, they're still using it, but they've never been able to really clean it on up, which means people who are serving on it even today are going to get these problems. And the military personnel who took part in the Fukushima operation were getting symptoms like rectal bleeding, thyroid problems, tumors. And within 3 years of the disaster, sailors started coming down with leukemia, testicular, and brain cancers. Now, here is where it gets kind of ugly. The U.S. government has basically turned their back on most of these people, just like they did to the survivors of that nuclear test in Nevada, just like they did to the victims of Gulf War syndrome. Well, you know, it's military. Bad things happen. And so now all of these U.S. personnel who have come down with these illnesses, they're approaching the government of Japan and saying, we got these illnesses trying to help you out. What can you do for us? And we don't know what Japan is or is not going to do for them. And again, on 9/11, those first responders, they went on down there, and the head of the Environmental Protection Agency said the air is safe for you to breathe. No, it was not. It was filled with tons of asbestos dust. And those first responders today, those still alive, are dealing with serious illnesses. You are all disposable to the government. You're just bits and pieces to be put into play, and when you're all used up, thrown in the trash. That's how they see you. Every time we have an incident like this illustrates that point. The government has no respect for you as a human being. You're an asset. You're property. We're going to use you up, and when there's nothing more for you to give, we're going to throw you away. Now, there's an alarming story coming out of NNews that the radiation detected at Fukushima is approaching a record high. Many locations are registering the highest levels ever measured. There are radioactive materials in the groundwater seeping toward the ocean. They can't get it under control. And the fact that the radiation levels are going up tells us there is uncontrolled spontaneous nuclear fission taking place deep underground. Absolutely a disaster. They can't do anything about it. That's why they're not going to talk about it. When was the last time you heard anything about Fukushima on the corporate media? Been a while, I think. Story coming out of Before It's News. Fukushima leak is the biggest threat to humanity and Earth. Fukushima rainwater is the cause of over 1 million deaths in the U.S., Canada, and U.K. Now, that's obviously an estimate because they can't track the raindrops. Again, if you're contaminated with specific isotopes, those can be identified and traced back to specific reactors, even specific part in a reactor. And you need to understand that some of these isotopes last a very, very long time. Over in Chernobyl, that happened 30 years ago, and so far only 50% of the cesium-137 has decayed. We're going to be living with that for many more years, and the same is true of Fukushima. Same is true of Hanford. And it illustrates that governments and corporations will undertake projects and not really think about the long-term consequences. Hanford began as part of the U.S. Nuclear Weapons Development Program. Oh, we need the bomb to scare off the Soviet Union, and we'll worry about this glow-in-the-dark stuff later on, somewhere down the road. And it's always pushed off and pushed off, and now we have Hanford is the most contaminated site on Earth with radioactivity, and now those little tunnels that they built to store radioactively contaminated rail cars and truck trailers, they're starting to collapse. It has just been mismanaged like you would not believe. Now, we have been talking about Michael Mann and his recent problems in the courts in Canada. And it turns out it's part of a larger story, because Michael Mann has come under repeated attack for his claim that there was really no medieval warming period and the hockey stick takeoff of Earth's temperature, which Al Gore seized on as a major part of his Inconvenient Truth movie and probably will repeat in his Inconvenient sequel, which is due out sometime soon, and I don't know when because I don't plan to see it either. And so what Michael Mann has done is everybody who has criticized him and his work and his results, he's now suing them for libel. And a lot of these lawsuits were in Washington, D.C. under liberal judges, and all of the defendants say exactly the same thing. If you want to prove my concerns wrong, show us the raw data from which, and your methodology from which you got this chart. And Michael Mann's argument in the U.S. courts has been, oh, this data is all proprietary to me. It's private. No, it was paid for with public money, first of all. Second of all, it's a temperature record. It shouldn't be proprietary to anybody. And it certainly violates the spirit of reproducibility. So apparently, Michael Mann sued somebody up in Canada, and it went to court there, and he tried the same excuse. The raw data is proprietary, and that's when he ran into trouble. Because the judge said, no, that can't be proprietary. That's the whole core of the argument. Does your raw data and your methodology really yield the result you claim it does? And Michael Mann came on back and said, well, you know, I cite as precedent the decisions down in Washington, D.C., that the data can be kept private. And the Canadian judge said, I don't care what the U.S. courts are saying. If you're suing this man for libel, you have to prove that his criticism of what you did was in error. And the only way that you can prove that is you have to release the raw data and the methodology. How do you get from raw data to hockey stick graph? And of course, Michael Mann is fighting that tooth and nail because we learned from the ClimateGate leaks from the Hadley Climate Research Unit, they were rigging the computer code to produce the result they wanted, which was a rapidly warming world to be blamed on you icky-poo human beings in order to guilt you out of your money and your obedience. And amazingly enough, they're still out there pushing this nonsense. Now, I don't know if they still think they're going to succeed in getting you to pay a carbon tax or buy carbon credits or agree to a global environmental authority, or everybody who bet their reputations on this hoax is trying to basically not go down in flames, whether it's Michael Mann himself or all these science channels that hopped onto this bandwagon or everybody else who bought into this nonsense. Oh, and by the way, there's a story right now, the big chunk of ice breaking off Antarctica. See, it proves the world is warming. No, it does no such thing. Large chunks of ice break off those ice shelves all the time, and they've been doing it since the planet first formed and we first got ice and water. But that's the way the corporate media is going to work. Anything that can be construed as supporting their agenda, that's it. Oh, this bird died of heat stroke proves the world is warming. Now, fortunately, one of the things Donald Trump did do is he appointed a new head of the EPA who does think that all this human-caused global warming stuff is a bunch of nonsense. And now he is saying that he wants proponents of both points of view, the global warming alarmists and the ones who are saying Earth is no more warmer than it was in the medieval warming period, to actually have a debate on climate on TV. And it will be very revealing as to who is willing to show up and who is not. And by the way, every time Al Gore held a little gathering when he was making his tour about his movie and his agenda, there was always a big sign out front, reporters will not be allowed to ask questions. I even have a photo of one of those signs there. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Mark in Western New York. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, regarding Fukushima, I just wanted to mention something, Michael.
Yes?
The Nuclear Emergency Tracking Center, NETC.com, was supposedly private. readings from around the globe. I noticed, first off, if you look at the icons that are green,
yes,
you still have to click them because the change in level of severity only happens when the when the reading is on the rise or is stationary. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a for instance, right around the plant at Daiichi. This was on 7/7 this year. Their high reading was 2059. Their current reading at the time was 1856, and their low reading was 1737.
Okay, are you talking sieverts?
Now, let me see if I can explain to you what they're classifying it under. Small n is in Nancy, large s is in sieverts.
Okay.
Small v slash H, semicolon. I don't know what that is.
Ah, okay.
But
well,
I've
seen that website. I've seen the website. And I know it's supposed to be private, and it's all these people who've got radiation detectors that can interface to a computer and transmit their data on a continuing basis. I'm not sure how well it's being calibrated, and I say that because there is one of their detectors located in Honolulu, just a few miles from where I am, and they're always reading a lot higher than what I get with my two radiation meters here. So I'm not convinced that we're getting accurate data out of that website.
Well, there's another one that BP Earthwatch started late winter, and alleged that that we're getting possibly skewed readings from the NETC, and they wanted to set up their own. But then again, just like everything else, there's always somebody out there pointing a finger saying, he's this or he's that. But I personally, you know, I've watched a lot of his videos on YouTube, and frankly, I haven't found anything yet that would steer me away. So just because it's a green doesn't mean that there isn't an issue. You have to click on the green symbol in order to see what the low, high, and current level is.
Yes.
Took me a long time to figure that one out. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. I'm familiar with the website in question. In fact, I was on there just earlier today because of all this talk about Fukushima. And I have gone back to regularly using my radiation meters here because we are starting to see a slight, and I emphasize slight, elevation in radioactivity here. And it's swirling around the Pacific. And again, my detectors will not detect alpha waves, and I do not have the equipment to check for contamination inside food or inside the ocean water. But supposedly, the detector in Honolulu is just an airborne detector, and it's measuring in gamma rays, but it's getting a much higher count than I am. And I looked at the area of the sensor on the map, and I don't see anything nearby that could be contributing to an erroneous reading. So I don't know. It could be that different meters have different sensitivities. It's kind of a real gray area. But I'm not convinced that particular website is 100% accurate. And you know, need to also keep in mind that there's been a lot of effort put into propagandizing that Fukushima is no big deal. I remember when it first happened and there was this huge explosion, and they said, oh, it was a steam explosion, nothing to worry about. Well, steam explosion, or rather hydrogen explosions, produce steam, water vapor, which is white, and the cloud over the reactor was this sickly yellow-green, which just happens to be the color of the quadrivalent form of plutonium oxide. And again, we're lied to all the time about everything. They came out with a huge number of radiation at Fukushima, and 24 hours later they came on out and said, oh, the scientists made a mistake with the calculator. It's nowhere near that serious. Nothing to worry about. And again, it's rather hard to live in a world where you know you cannot trust the media to tell you what's really going on. They're only going to tell you what they think is going to hold you in your place, keep you going to work, keep you paying your bills, keep you being useful to the system. That's their job, to control what you think. And we have that from Zika Brzezinski over at MSNBC. All right, we're coming up here on our last commercial break here. Google is still reeling from the fact that they were fined $2.7 billion for one of their search engine manipulations. And according to research psychologist Robert Epstein, this is just the beginning because Google is a company that has made its money by tracking and manipulating people and data on a massive scale. So there, we may be hearing about more from Google. They're not the wonderful, swell place that was depicted in that movie, which is a shame because I love the movie. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently millions of Verizon customers' records have been exposed in what they're calling a security lapse, which may be the new polite euphemism for a hacker attack. But apparently customer records for at least 14 million subscribers, including their phone numbers and account PINs, were exposed. So if you are a Verizon customer, you might want to log on in and change your PIN number. There's a new ransomware out. This one is only affecting Chrome so far. And basically what it is when you are attacked, this ransomware threatens to share your entire web browsing history from Chrome with your friends and family if you don't pay up. And apparently this is actually in the Google Play Store. And it's been named Leaker Locker. And basically it says if you pay, and it's about $50, they will dump your Chrome web history, Facebook messages, SMS text history to every person in your phone and email contacts, including all those web pages that you go to in the privacy of your own room late at night. There is a, even though we're heading into a new solar minimum, a grand minimum, there is, in fact, a large sunspot on the sun right now. It's 75,000 miles wide. If you have the appropriate glass and filter to look through at the sun, it is actually large enough to be seen with the naked eye. No magnification. But again, do not look directly at the sun without the appropriate welding glass or so forth. And astronomers are very concerned that we may see a major solar event emit from this sunspot that could knock out communication satellites, cause blackouts on Earth, and obviously for shortwave listeners, the ionosphere is going to be really messed up for a very, very long time. Now, here is something that is a little bit scary for those of you who have a swimming pool. It's apparently researchers over at Lomonosov Moscow State University have discovered the world's most popular active sunscreen ingredient, avobenzone, breaks down into very dangerous carcinogenic chemicals while swimming in chlorinated water under sunlight. And apparently, two of the chemicals it produces, phenols and acetylbenzenes, are highly toxic. And the reaction takes place on your wet skin when the sunscreen reacts to UV radiation and the chlorinated water. In swimming pools that use copper salts to make the water look blue, the reaction is actually even worse. The sunscreen can break down into bromoform, a substance that's been linked to nervous system disorders, liver problems, and kidney problems. And in addition to sunscreen, avobenzone is used in moisturizers, creams, and lipsticks that offer SPF solar protection. Right now, there is a cancer epidemic all over the world. Cancer is now more common than getting married or having a first baby. This is an analysis from the Macmillan Cancer Support Group showing there were 361... Oh, well, the article's on whatreallyhappened.com. You can look at it there. There's the music. It's the end of our show. We'll be back tomorrow on Thursday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. Take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. We need to push back against that fake news. They're still out there trying to bring down the legally elected president of the United States of America. We cannot let them do that. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
On the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.